Hey, Maron.
What's up, Brendan P.W. McDonald?
You're not going to believe this, but he followed us here again. It's Pendejo. He's here. You want to talk to him?
Yes, of course I do. Hey, man. Pendejo. Good to see you. So you're single, re-energized. How's the thing going?
The revolution?
Yeah. Have you gotten back on track?
Yes.
Are you taking the fight to the neocons?
Sort of.
Using their own dirty tricks to attack them?
Well, I decided to take my job back.
What, assistant stock clerk at Lady Foot Locker?
C-Mark.
So you're broke, huh?
I don't look at it that way. I look at it like this. Lately, I've been eating salsa, jalapeno peppers, whole grain mustards, relish, cocktail onions. I've grown tired of supping solely on the condiments left in my refrigerator. Tell me, Mark, that box of oyster crackers at the waitress station, do I have to order a bowl of chowder in order to receive them, or am I free to take them?
Pendejo, look, man, can I get you some breakfast or something?
That's very kind of you, Mark, but I really couldn't.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Mark. I had some tea last night.
Oh, dude, come on. Let me buy you a meal here.
Well, if it would make you happy, Mark, I suppose I could eat something. Let me see the menu. Oh, yes. How about the poached eggs, crab meat hash, and hollandaise sauce? And as an appetizer...
A breakfast appetizer?
See, Mark, I'm torn between the French toast stuffed with brie, sautéed bananas, and glace l'orange, and the simple but classic brie and apple omelette. I suppose I could have both. They're just appetizers.
Uh-huh. And
for stompers...
Your shih tzu.
Who cannot be left alone will have the... Would stompers like the hummus sandwich on 7-grain with cucumber, tomato, black olive, and radish relish? You would, yes, Stompers is famished. Yes, Stompers was.
Okay, all right. We've ordered breakfast on Mark. Let's move on here.
And 2 waters, no ice, thank you.
All right, so let's talk about the revolution.
Well, of course, there's nothing I like talking about more, but...
What's wrong, man?
Mark, would you mind so very much if Stompers and I ate first? I'm a little dizzy, what with the heat and eating nothing but mustard for 3 days.
All right, so, wait, you and your dog just came in here to hit me up for breakfast.
That hurts me, Mark. I thought you believed in the revolution.
Of course I believe in the revolution.
No, I don't think you do. If something like a simple meal can come between us, I'm out here doing the big work, Mark. I thought you understood that. Do we get table bread first? With little butter pats, perhaps some tins of jam.
Okay, look. You know, I don't think your massive breakfast that I'm paying for makes for very good radio. So let's just talk next week, all right, pal? We'll be at Amy Ruth's in Harlem. Can you make that?
Amy Ruth's. Stompers just adores chicken and waffles. Don't you, Stompers, you naughty little butcher pants? We'll be there, Mark. Viva la revolution!
Yeah. Viva. Viva la breakfast, I think, is what's going on here, Pendejo. Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping by. I hope you enjoy your food, sir. Oh, he just smacked me on the tushy, that man did.
Uh-oh.
Did you not, Tom Johnson? I think you did. I think you just smacked me on the butt, didn't you?
See, Mark.